Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I have always been a little personally intimidated by the gospel story today. Because as Jesus approaches Andrew and Simon and James and John, the story tells us that Jesus merely says, "Follow me," and they drop everything and follow. They drop their jobs and their family. They leave their homes and their hometowns. They give up their plans for next week. They follow. Now, I have always found myself lacking when I look at my life and all of the many times that Jesus has been calling me to do something, and then my lack of speed when it comes to following. And yet, as I was preparing for this week, I was thinking about all sorts of things, and I came up with a new insight. Now, I'm not going to do this next thing only to toot my own horn, all right? Believe me, I know that that's not a horn I want to toot very long or very loud, but I do want to share with you just a little bit of my story. Okay, I was born into an amazing and loving family. Now, I'm number 7 out of 8 children overall, and I'm the second boy. So I have 5 older sisters. You've heard me talk about them. I have an older brother, and then my younger brother eventually came along as well. Grew up in the east side of St. Paul, Minnesota, and we all went to Gethsemane Lutheran Church, where I was baptized at 20 days old. Our church ran a day school, and so I went to that day school from kindergarten until I graduated from the 9th grade. My early days growing up were wonderful. I grew in years knowing that I was loved and cared for, and my faith grew as I went to Sunday school and then religion class 4 days a week and chapel every Wednesday. I had it good. I know that I am one of the fortunate ones in the world around me. And it was 1978 when I was in religion class when it happened. I was called by God to be a pastor. Now, I wish I could say that there was some great voice from heaven or even that the lights in the classroom flickered a little bit or did something cool. Nothing like that. I just knew that I was supposed to be a pastor. You see, in the junior high, our religion classes were taught by the 3 pastors at my church. Yes, it was a large congregation, all right? Minnesota. Lutherans are really dense there, all right? But I was now getting to see these pastors more than just on Sunday mornings. I had a chance to hear them, learn from them, study with them. Now, I enjoyed all of it, and it was great to get to know them. And on that spring day, I knew that God had called me to be a pastor. Now, I told my mom, and she was delighted. But she had also been delighted when I told her that I wanted to be a brain surgeon, and when I told her I wanted to be a paleontologist. I was certain that she thought it was just another phase, although I do think she hoped that it wasn't. So from that spring day in 1978, I knew that I was going to be a pastor, and I worked to try to do just that. Now, I don't ever want to compare myself to Peter or to John, and yet I guess I am kind of. Because like them, I gave up all thoughts of any different career path, no more brain surgery or paleontology for me. And I set myself to following the call that I had received from God. I've been a little humbled as I thought about this week. But you see, that's the power of Jesus' call. It penetrates. It confronts where you are, and it upsets the expectation that the world has for us. But the truth is that many people still find it, if not easy, at least convenient to ignore Jesus, to stand there and say, "La, la, 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 I can't hear you." I had classmates in seminary, lots of them, where that was their story. They were trying to ignore that call from God, and they tried to run away. Doreen was one of my closest friends in seminary. She was an amazing woman and a keen scholar. She had heard God's call to come into ministry and didn't want to hear it because she was a professional singer. Wow! She and her husband, in order to sort of escape that whole call to go to ministry, they booked themselves as entertainers on an around-the-world cruise ship. And so for 2 years, they did 12 shows a week. They got wined and dined by all kinds of people, and they hit every major port on the planet. And yet the persistent call of Christ led her to Chicago and the seminary, and she started studying as soon as they got off boat. Don, too, did not want to hear that call from God to be a pastor. Instead, he wanted to be a certified public accountant. I can't imagine anyone wanting to be a certified public accountant, but thank the Lord that you're out there. You know, there we are. But Don didn't. He didn't. And so he passed his CPA exam. He got hired by Arthur Anderson out in Denver. And yet, that persistent call of Jesus led him to start seminary, bringing his wife and two daughters with as he began that quest for ministry. Then there was Missy, who really wanted to be a pastor before we Lutherans started ordaining women to be pastors. And so she got married and had a family. And when all of those things were kind of, you know, on an even keel, she began her 10-year quest for ordination. You see, for some people, like Jonah in our first reading today, it takes a second time, or a third time, or a fourth time, or a 57th time. Now, we all kind of know about Jonah's first call from God to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to hear that. He didn't want to go to Nineveh, and he definitely did not want to help them escape the wrath of God. So Jonah ran. He got into a boat and tried to escape as far in the other direction as he could possibly go. Then we get the storm, and then we get the fish, and we get the 3 days in the belly. But today in our reading, we hear that the word of God came to Jonah a second time. Jonah needed another dose. So often we need another try. And some of the good news that we hear today is that God is prepared to call us again and again and again. Simon and Andrew heard that call. They left everything and they followed. I kind of did that same thing, and yet also we all lost our way. We all thought of other things that we might like to do instead. We thought of other places we would rather be. And that is the sad truth for us as human beings. We are weak and we are trapped by our sin and by our desires. But God continues to call. God continues to search for us when we are lost. God continues to find us, to wait for us. The amazing truth that I have learned is that God is truly consistent and persistent when it comes to loving us, forgiving us, and calling us to love and service for neighbors. The foundation of Jesus' call is the good news that he proclaims at the very beginning of our gospel today. He says, the time is now. All is in readiness. And the kingdom of God is near. It's right here. And the kingdom comes not as a nation, but as a state of being for us, knowing that we are loved and forgiven. So part of that call from Jesus is for us to repent and believe. Because God is waiting for us to turn around. And the truth of God's love is there for us to feel, to believe, and to share with others. And it is only after these truths are spoken that Jesus says to anyone, follow me. And so into our lives transformed by the power of baptism, our lives encouraged by the grace of communion, into those lives, Jesus speaks our call. Sometimes it feels like it's the very first time and we drop everything and we go. Sometimes we know it's the second time, the third time, the 57th time. And we go. We go because of God's love for us. We go because we see the needs of our neighbors around us. We go into the world following Jesus so that we can share God's love and peace as we live into God's kingdom that we can share that is right at hand. We go so that God's vision for love and care, for unity of spirit and diversity of gifts can become our daily mission. The time is now, fulfilled and at hand for Jesus' call. Now, this may not be a call to ordained ministry. I get that. But we are, all of us, called to follow Jesus into the world in love. May we hear that call. May we follow Jesus, making God's kingdom more and more real for the people around us. May we share the good news of God's love in Jesus that we believe in. May we share that then with all others around us, however we can. That is our challenge, and God is with us to help. Go then in peace, serving the Lord in all that you do. Amen.